And you can imagine how pleased she was when she saw that he had made a peephole too, just like he used to do.
Kay, I can see you. Will you play?
Play? No, of course I don't want to play. I'm studying the snowflakes.
Oh, come round, Kay. I'd like to tell you both a story.
Not me. I've been told I can go sledging in the square with the big boys. I'm off.
Hey. Hey, Chris, that zoom is so bright. I can hardly look at it. That's a real corker.
Yeah.
Can you see who's in it? It's all wrapped up, whoever it is.
You'd get a brilliant ride if you tied your sledge to that.
Go on, then. I dare you to.
Not me. Look at the speed it's doing.
You do it.
Oh, no chance.
I will. I can catch up with you easily. Just one.
Oh, Squeaky Boots is going to do it.
Go on, little Squeaky Boots.
Catch it. He hasn't got a chance. Look at him.
He's actually stopping for him. How about that?
Oh, just. It's off again. What a dazzler.
Whoa. Hey. Go on, Squeaky Boots.
Hold on tight. I don't want to lose you.
Who are you?
I think you know me.
I wish we'd stop. Can't slow down.
Say your prayer, little kid.
Our Father, who art in heaven, 7 times 3 is 21, 7 times 4 is 28.
Imagine a great white bird skimming across the snow, its wings furled back, spindrift whirling round it. Imagine Kay on his old sledge, bumping along behind it, clinging with all his strength to the tattered rope that tilted.
Help! Help me! Ah!
You did well, little Kay. You held on well.
I've broken my sledge. Look at it. I'll never be able to get back now.
Climb up next to me. There you are. That's better, isn't it? Up in my big sleigh. This is where you really wanted to be. Up here with me.
But who are you?
Don't you know me?
You're the Snow Queen.
Sit close to me. Right here. Are you tired? We've made good headway, but there's a long way to go yet.
Where are you taking me? I want to go home now.
You won't be going home again. You won't want to. Now you're with me. Oh, how you're shivering. Wrap yourself in my fur cloak. There. Snuggle right up to me. Isn't that better? And now, let me just kiss you.
The Snow Queen's kiss went straight to Kay's heart and froze it as if it had been gripped in ice. He thought he was going to die.
There. You're mine now. Mine for all eternity.
From that moment, he forgot about little Gerda and about the grandmother who told him stories of long ago. All he could think about was the Snow Queen. He was entranced by her.
I think...
What do you think, child?
I think you're very beautiful.
And with that, the Snow Queen laughed and urged on her reindeer to fly like wild geese, swift and steady and sure as arrows, to the frozen north. Night came, and the sky drained to deepest black all around them, and still she urged them on. White day dawned, and drew on to night, and still they flew.
Did you sleep, Kay?
Not really.
I can't stop myself thinking.
What were you saying when you were on your sledge? You weren't saying your prayers, were you?
I was saying the multiplication tables.